Finde dein Beat auf der Musikreise deines Lebens. Diesen Sommer mit Rockstar Energy. Ibiza oder Kroatien, Alpen oder Festival. Du entscheidest. Hol dir jetzt die Aktionsdose von Rockstar Energy, gib den Code unter der Lasche ein und mit etwas Glück gewinnst du deinen einmaligen Musiktrip. Ob Dancefloor, Après-Ski oder Yacht, Rockstar Energy macht's möglich. Also, Aktionsdose kaufen, Code eingeben, mit Glück gewinnen. Teilnahmebedingungen auf rockstarenergy.de/musikgewinnspiel.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jeff Oskey's in for Josh Arnold, plus Bert Kreischer's on the phone. It's all right after this.
Hi, I'm Bert McAllister. You know, with car theft on the rise, you can't be too... You gotta take the law in your own hands. That's why you need this big old club. Why all you need is some bushes to hide behind and this big old club. Remember, it's not the real thing unless it says this big old club right there on the handle. Then it's simple. You just sit and you wait for the criminals.
Oh, Angela, that was a wonderful restaurant. That Vichy Swan was just delightful.
Why, that little... He's trying to break into my automobile.
Oh, Bert, that's not your car. That's his car. That's
here,
not your car.
I'll Angela, show the bastard.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this movie tonight.
Oh, me too. I've heard Kevin Costner is really good in this.
Gotcha.
Excuse me, I... Oh!
Oh, Bobby, what's happening?
Larceny! Next time, buy American. This big old club won. Car thief zero. He won't be back. Oh, chalk another one up for this big old club. Let's see how this big old club can make you the law. Who's that walking around my car with a clipboard? I'll let them say hello to this big old club.
Well, Bart, you're getting another parking ticket. It's just a meter maid.
Step back from that machinery, Missy.
What? Are you talking to me?
You heard me. You want some of this? I'll cripple you.
That's it. I'm calling for backup.
That's right. Run away, coward.
Well, now, Bart, I believe you're in the wrong here. You see, meter maids are almost police.
Why,
in
you fact, little mama's boy traitor. I'm blocking your eyes.
Oh, God.
Gurney.
I told you not to park illegally.
You're cruising like a banana, aren't you?
You blurred my vision.
This big old club. Available at the Bullet Barn.
I beg you to stop.
Home of the steel jackfruit.
My ears are ringing.
Reinforced toes.
What's my skull?
Larry, can you hear me? Are we still going to the movie or not?
My liver.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to be talking with Bert Kreischer in a matter of moments right now. I'll introduce our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Time to rock.
Thank you very much, Ace. Jess Hooker sitting in with us. We are going to drill deep, apparently, with Bert, maybe, I guess. Jeff Oskey is right there sitting in for Josh, who's under the weather. Christy, do you want to point out what that means?
I just said Josh must really be sick because he wasn't here for the great Omaha Steak Cookout because okay. The food is so wonderful.
That's right. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Bert Kreischer, comedian, joins us on the telephone. Bert, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
Oh, that is good. Have you recovered from the shots?
Vegas and Joe Coy and...
Oh, I had food poisoning last week, and I recovered just in time to go to Vegas with Joe Coy and go to Club XS.
Oh, it looked like a party. My goodness.
The best part. So we get there. Joe's got like so It's Joe's 48th birthday. He's got three tables rented out, bottle service. There's, like, bottles on every table. Every club is packed, 1,000 people. Joe and I are standing on a table, and I rip my shirt off, right, obviously. Club goes nuts. As soon as I rip my shirt off, club goes nuts. Cameras start taking pictures. Bouncer comes up to me, grabs me, and he goes, "Hey, man, I got to have you put your shirt on." And I said, "Oh, okay, no problem." And he goes, "Hey, but before you do, can I get a picture with you?" So I go, "Yeah, yeah, sure." So he gives Joe Coy the camera. Joe Coy takes the picture of me and the bouncer, and the head bouncer shows up. Obviously, seeing that his kid's not doing the job, comes up, puts his hand on him. He goes, "Hey, man." I turn around, and he goes, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know it was you. Keep your shirt off."
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I had my shirt nice. Off the whole time. We just partied. It was amazing.
So that's the kind of fame you've got, Bert.
Yeah, that if I get shirtless.
Yeah, you've got, hey, Chubbo, keep your shirt off. It's cool.
Yeah. He just looked at me and was like, "Oh, keep machining, bro."
And Bert, you've got that party voice out, that screaming, drunk, shot, party hoarseness going on.
Oh, that's from throwing up last week. That was, yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude, I threw up so aggressively. I blew out my vocal cords. I ruptured all the blood vessels in my eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it was bad. I threw up the first time in the toilet and the second time in the sink. And my wife came in and she was like, "Are you serious?" And I was just like, "Get a fork, rub it down the drain."
Oh, man, she must really love you.
You did put up a video of her disinfecting the sink bowl. I saw that, yeah.
She was cleaning my throw up out of a sink. Yeah. Dude, that woman has earned my life insurance policy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cashed in pretty soon, I think, if you keep doing what you're doing.
Keep going, baby, keep going.
Go for
it. I was. I've never been like that. I've never been sick like that. But upside, lost 16 pounds.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Yeah, it turns out if you get food poisoning, it only lasts 24 hours. But you're out of commission, really, kind of 48. And if you take an Ambien that 48th hour, you sleep for another 12 hours, and your body is like Terry Schiavo skinny.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer is our guest. Bert is on the Body Shots World Tour. Many stops down the road, you've got a big lineup happening in September, October, November. And are all of your summer dates in Australia?
Yeah, I head to Australia this Friday. Friday, me and the girls are going to Bali for 8 days. And then I leave Bali and I go to Auckland for a day, and then Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and Perth, and then I'm back, and I'm off, and then I come back, and I'm like, I mean, I think I'm like Madison, Kalamazoo, Des Moines, Charlotte.
Yeah, you got a Midwestern and
big Midwest run. We're hitting Cincy, Fresno. It's gonna be the Fresno Midwest. Way to go, Bert.
Well,
it's gonna be great. I got a tour bus. I'm ready to party.
No,
it's the great tour bus changes life.
Now, are you gonna?
Well, you're the tour bus champ. We all know it.
I mean. Oh, thank you, Chip.
Are you gonna have it wrapped with a big logo on it or something?
Oh yeah. Well, I did it last time. I did the wrap, and like an idiot, I get the wrap on, and I get into the bus the very first night in Portland, and I'm in the bus, and there's a knock on the door, and I open the door, and he's like, "Dude, it's you." And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I saw your face on the bus. I figured you got to be in here." And I was like,
"Oh, this is a good idea."
Dude, 3 months of people just knocking on the tour bus going like, "Hey, man, can I have a beer with you?" And you're like, "Huh, all right, let's do it."
Oh, yeah.
We were on that tour bus.
Yeah, us included.
Yeah, Jess and I were on that tour bus. That's deluxe, man.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a nice, nice one now. Now that I know, like, how much I love it, you start going, like, how much for, like, a double slide out? Oh. And they're like, "Oh, it's only like $5,000 more." And you're like, "Okay, all right, all right, all right. How much for the ones where the toilets, you can go number two in the toilet?"
Oh! Get the grinder.
That's a big deal, man. You cannot. That is like sacrilege.
You're not supposed to deuce in the bus.
That's what they say, but you get the really nice ones that the rock stars get, and you definitely can.
Huh.
Oh. Yeah, you need the high-end toilet. It's called a grinder.
Sure. Oh yeah, we were just reviewing that recently. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the Bert Kreischer tour photograph. It's got you in a nice cap, nice hat, but you have the Body Shots World Tour tattooed on your belly.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting that permanently tattooed, but But the way I gain and lose weight, I don't think that's a wise idea.
Yeah, it might look a little misshaped. For those did they shave? Did they shave your belly for that?
No, my belly is perfect.
So your hair, you have like nipple bangs. Your hair and your chest just stops right there.
We call it a Caesar cut. What I do, Tom, is I comb it down, right?
Right.
And then I Caesar it off to make my chest look like it's in shape.
Oh,
okay.
Like a Caesar haircut.
I see. Well, that's really nice. Congratulations.
Dude, I did that to Segura when we were in Hawaii one time. This is the funniest video ever. Because his chest hair connected with his underarm hair. And I go, hey, man, let me hollow that out for you. I'll give you a Caesar. It'll make it look like you're in shape. And he's like, okay, we're in Hawaii for 7 days, right? So I get real close, and I Caesar it out. I hollow out, give him little diamond shapes under his arm of hair, right? Hollow it out, cut a little Caesar, and as I pull back, it looks like his breasts are wearing sunglasses. I could not stop laughing. It looks like they're in a mask about to rob a bank in the 30s. I was laughing so hard, and he looks at me dead serious, 280 pounds, and he goes, does it look good? And I was like, oh, buddy, we're going to need to get you a shirt.
Yeah, well, you know, we actually, Tom Segura was in here. And we actually had his body waxed.
Yeah, he did a wax
several years ago.
Oh, yeah,
ask him about
right.
that. We have the agonizing screams as all of his body hair was removed.
Jeez, where did you have to get that much wax from a wax museum?
Yeah, well,
he is an overweight man.
Yeah, he did. He worked it though. He did a great job, and he was a good sport.
Bro, he is hairy, like. Yeah. Hairy.
Yeah, he was Wolfman-esque when he started, but when he left here, he was a naked dude. We're talking with Bert Kreischer.
He was Wolfman-esque.
And Bert, how did you develop a following in Australia?
Podcast. It's the podcast. It's bizarre, but like my podcast is really big in Australia and Canada, and I think it's basically places where you have to drive far to get to work. You know?
So they're listening while they're okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and so the podcast is big in Australia, and then that was the first time I did it. It was just straight up podcasting, and then the Netflix special came out. And Netflix plays internationally, and as soon as it went on sale, I got all these emails from Australia going, "Oh my God, we got to think about this." They had only known me as a guy that had been on Rogan's podcast and had my own podcast. And then they saw my stand-up for the first time, and they're like, oh, my God, you can do stand-up comedy? And I was like, yeah, guys, but I'm coming on tour.
Yeah. Now, Bert, I'm just drilling deep, as they say. What is it, going down the hole
the
here?
The devil's onion ring? What are you talking about?
No, I'm looking at Bert's website, and I got into the merch department. And apparently someone advised you that the best way to sell T-shirts was to have you model them.
Bro, that was the biggest financial mistake of my life. I took a bath on those shirts.
Yeah, I mean, because it's sort of shouting, look like this.
Yeah, it's like watching, that? Like, you ever notice, you ever see vacation videos of, like, come to Jamaica, they never have fat people on there? Because no one wants to be like, I don't see myself as that. We watched a birthing video in Lamaze cat class, and they put it on, and the man, it starts with the man, and the man's 300-plus pounds, and then it cuts to the woman, and she's easily 280, and everyone in the class is like, now I don't want to give birth. Like, you can't just have the most obese people be the birthers. And so, yeah, it's the same premise with me modeling my own shirts. Bad idea.
No, you look very handsome. I'm just kidding. But it was
the biggest mistake I made is I made a Body Shots tour shirt, and I had him take a picture of my chest shirtless and use that. So it's a shirt of my body shirtless. But they did it in Asia. And I guess they're not familiar with Americans' bodies. I guess they think we're all obese. So they just made it like it's a zoomed-in shirt so that my nipples are under my arms. My belly button's down. It just doesn't look right at all.
Well, now, what's selling the best in the Bert Kreischer world of merch? Do you know?
the Secret Time cups, oddly enough.
What?
Oh, yeah. Bert,
really?
Bert Kreischer Secret. It's Secret Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People like to drink with me, and that's about it.
I see.
Set of four?
We've, We put koozies out on sale in one tour date. This company came to us and was like, hey, man, we make koozies. We'd love to make some Body Shots koozies. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, they're like, you know, they only cost like 25 cents to make. You can sell them for like 10 bucks or whatever. And I go, yeah, sure, whatever. Dude, they sold 2,000 of them in a 1,000-seat arena. It was, oh, it was amazing.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Now, so you're going to Bali on vacation?
Yeah, my daughters found it on Instagram. And they were like, Dad, they started sending me DMs of like different Bali videos. And now all of a sudden I'm like, and now we know nothing about Bali, but we're at dinner going, we got to go to Nusa Penida. We just saw pictures from Nusa Penida. So we convinced my wife, and now my wife's like, all right, so we cut our Australia trip in half, and we're spending 8 days in Bali. We know nothing of this country except stuff we've seen on Instagram.
Looks beautiful.
We're literally going to the video, the pictures we've seen on Instagram to recreate those pictures.
It's amazing how that's how so many of us pick our vacations. And I'm sure you'll have a great time, and I'm not saying this to be a jerk, but Chick and I were down in the Caribbean once. We went on this island outing to this place that looked spectacular, and it was the swim with the dolphins thing, which never do that. It's bad. They keep these porpoises captive. It's horrific.
It's really depressing.
But we get there. We get in this boat with about 80 people, and as you know, people are the worst. So we get there, Chick, and we get off the boat, and what's going on?
Well, something bad, because the smell was what I remember most from this trip.
Imagine swimming in a sewage, a vat of raw
dead,
sewage.
Of dead fish.
We were trapped on this island. Something had happened with some weird tide, and it was...
It might have been the red tide or something, Bert. I'm not sure.
But
if you see
the pictures, it looked gorgeous, but... We couldn't wait to get off this island.
It was awful.
Do you remember the nude photography thing going on?
Oh, the sports. Was that the Sports Illustrated? I heard rumors about that, but I didn't know.
It was some local jackass that had convinced some of the morons on our trip about doing these nude photographs.
Oh my gosh,
Bert! The smell was so bad, we didn't even stick around to watch these women take their clothes off.
That's how bad it was.
But I'm sure you'll have a good time.
We went swimming with dolphins in Hawaii, and the second I got there, I go, this feels a lot like a strip club.
Yeah, you have to put, did you put a fish in your mouth and the dolphin will come over and take it out of your mouth? Or we had to do that.
And the manager comes just out like a manager at a strip club, like, ladies, we've got customers.
Yes, they talk to the dolphins that way. Yes,
and the dolphins come out like the
yes.
Russian strippers with that fake smile, like, I don't want to be here.
That's exactly right.
Now, Bert, I want you to confirm
and you're not
something.
Supposed to...
I already know the answer to this.
Yeah, now the guy said, especially to the ladies, don't touch the porpoises down by their, you know, mommy parts and daddy parts.
Bathing suit area.
Because they get, well, in the case of the male porpoises, they get...
aroused.
They get aroused. The whole thing was so depressing. Do not do this. Don't support these places. It's not good for the...
Oh, my God. Aww. But how great would it be to see a dolphin's eyes roll back in
his
head?
Oh, my.
His tail goes stiff.
Just kind of make that...
Bert Kreischer is our guest. Bert, would you call us when you get back to the USA so we can plug these dates again? Once again...
I will. I'll call you the second I get back from Australia.
Okay, have a good, safe journey. And
I love you guys.
Have fun with
your
family.
We love you, too.
You'll have a great time. If it does stink smell-wise when you get there, you have to send us a telegram or whatever the hell you do to communicate from Bali.
I think they have internet in Bali.
How do you know?
They should have internet.
How would people get their Instagram pictures to us?
Well, that's right. That's the only reason they have. Okay, thanks, Bert. Talk to you later.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes
and a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.